We carry on because Hashem isn't just Elokei Avraham, he's also Elokei Yitzchak. Yitzchak is also very important when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's Akedas Yitzchak. Yom Kippur itself is essentially the day of Yitzchak Avinu, it's a day of Gvura, it's a day of inner strength, it's a day of resilience. And the two very much come together, but they're also independent. Rav Dessler explains that the godless, the greatness of Yitzchak Avinu was that he developed into who he was in spite of who his father was. It would have been all too easy for him to just have gotten a copy and paste job, a carbon copy of his father. So it was successful. Avram Avinu, changing the world through chesed. One person at a time, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Avram Avinu's guys stand open on all four sides. You just imagine, Yitzchak Avinu comes into the job. He inherits the Ristava, he becomes the Rebbe. Yitzchak Avinu is now the Rebbe because Avraham Avinu has passed away. And as I heard from the author of the Sefer Tiferes Lamosha last week, imagine, Yitzchak Avinu is now the new Rebbe, and Avraham Avinu has been like Reb Shaila of Kerestir, his home open on all four sides, encouraging and welcoming. And suddenly there's a new Rebbe, Yitzchak Avinu. He takes a broom and sweeps everyone out the door, kicks them out, locks the door. Literally. Yitzchak Avinu's tent is not open on all four sides. His tent is firmly closed. Yitzchak Avinu isn't this hispashtus, this great expansion, this incredible burst of energy. Yitzchak Avinu is consolidating through gvura, through inner strength. Easy as it would have been just to be like the Tata, just to be like the father. Perhaps this is the point, that it doesn't have to look one way or the other specifically. Imagine if Yitzchak Avinu would have just copied Avraham Avinu. Then we all would have had to have been like that forevermore. The greatness of Yitzchak is that he doesn't look like Avraham. That he's able to place boundaries where Avraham can't. He's able to exhibit this inner strength. He's the one. He goes up to the Arkada unquestioning. Asks to be tied up so he won't move. He's restrained. He's boundaried. He never leaves Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchak Avinu works within boundaries. That's Gvura. That's inner strength. Yitzchak Avinu, says the Sefer Reishis Chachma, he's the one that shows the world that there is a din and there is a dayan. There's judgment in the world. As we go to Rosh Hashanah and we contemplate Hashem, not only is the Melech al Kol Haaretz, the king over the whole world of all of humanity, he is the Yom HaDin and he is the Dayan. And Yitzchak Avinu is the one that teaches us that through his boundaries. Yitzchak Avinu is the one that takes us century from Chachma to Bina, from Avraham Avinu's initial discovery of Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu goes and builds on that. He brings the bracha into the world through this din. This is Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu's unique pathway is something truly remarkable. It's something that if we focus on it, we're able to get a deeper insight into Rosh Hashanah. The necessity of boundaries, the requirement for din, and the ability to be different to the people that came before us, yet totally consistent with their message.